Kate, the National Party president must go. The whole mess is his. Kate, can't someone please make an SOS call to John Key? National needs to be saved from themselves, and our great country needs saving from this dictatorship. It is 12 to 6, so the National Party have done it again. Well and truly shot themselves in the foot. On the day we're supposed to be talking MIQ and border opening dates, Judith does a hit job on Simon, who was allegedly about to do a hit job on Judith. Messy? Yes. Terrible timing? Yes. So Bridges has been demoted, had his portfolio stripped following this misconduct allegation dredged up from 5 years ago. Judith's not talking until 10 o'clock this morning. Simon's not talking at all. Someone who is talking, though, ZB Chief Political Reporter Jason Walls, who joins us now. Morning, Jason.
Good morning. What a mess.
What a shambles. I mean, where do you even begin? Do you know how the rest of the party's going? Are they reeling from this?
Well, I understand there is a lot of shock within the caucus and within the staff. I mean, it just for us political reporters, this really came out of the blue. I was sitting here last night enjoying some avocado on toast where I saw my phone buzz.
Of course and then you were. You're a millennial.
Well, I can't buy a house, so I've got to spend my money on something. And I saw my phone buzz once, and then I looked at it again, and I genuinely couldn't believe it. This was a shock on a Jamie Lee Ross level, is what it was, and it was shocking.
The timing is just so off. I mean, why would National go public with something that happened 5 years ago now, when they had so much opportunity today to slam the government's MIQ announcement?
Well, that's the thing. They had an open goal, essentially. I mean, it was something that could easily be criticized. They had the MIQ announcement. They had the fact that this overreaching legislation had been rushed through the House in less than 24 hours. They had so much going for them, and then this comes along as well. So the timing is questionable, and we really don't know a lot about it. The cynic in you could argue that this was Judith Collins getting worried about any sort of leadership bid by Simon Bridges, but she says in her press release that this was just brought to her attention now, and she had to act because of the severity of what had happened. So what we do know is that it was related to comments made by Simon Bridges to National MP Jackie Dean about 5 years ago. That was about four or five leaders ago, but when Bill English was the leader of the National Party. So it was a long time ago.
And we don't know what those comments are yet, do we?
We have no idea.
No.
We have no idea at this stage.
How far down the line was Simon's coup attempt? Because Judith clearly got the jitters about it.
Well, it's been something that's been talked about for months and months now. But as the rise of the ACT Party continued and the last poll showed them at 16%, there was a lot of talk within National about how worried they were about ACT stealing National's thunder. And a lot of this came down to the leadership of Judith Collins, given the fact that the government has been on the back foot for the most part of this Delta outbreak with so much unrest. But Nationals, they weren't really moving the dial when it comes to polling. So there was, basically the question wasn't if, it was when. It was, will it be before or after Christmas? And so something was imminent. But I guess this really, well, we have no idea these days. Politics is so up in the air.
How damaging could this be for Simon? I mean, and National, but does Simon have to resign?
It really depends on what happens at this 10 a.m. press conference and what was said. If it was something that was really, really, really crude and really bad in today's political climate, it might be something that he's forced to do. But if we'll have to see what Collins comes out and says and Jackie Dean comes out and says. I mean, you'll recall that the other member of parliament for that region, the Bay of Plenty, is Todd Muller, who has been exiled from the National Party and now basically is just a National MP, but in name only. So if the same thing happens to Simon Bridges, it's a terrible look for the party.
Oh, it's such a mess. Thank you so much for getting up early for us, Jason, and we will wait with bated breath for that 10 a.m. press conference. Jason Walls, who is our ZB Chief Political Reporter. Kate is a longtime supporter of Judith. I now believe she's got to go along with Bridges and Goodfellow, and they need to go now. National require fresh faces to step forward to hold the most incompetent government New Zealand's ever had to account and to save New Zealanders. Kate, please interview the real opposition leader, David Seymour, for some news on the government's incompetent MIQ delays. You see such an opportunity squandered and missed because they're busy shooting themselves in the foot. Goodness sake.